At the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm visiting with Brett Morris. And Brett, tell me where you're from and a little bit about your operation.
Okay, I'm from Nenecaw, Oklahoma. I'm actually a dairy, cow-calf, and stocker operation. I've been there all my life. I'm third generation family that's on the same farm. We raise wheat and alfalfa. We also have a fertilizer business on the side. So it's just my father and I, partnership, and two part-time help.
Sounds like that keeps you busy.
Keeps me busy quite a bit of the time.
All right. Well, here at this meeting, we're doing the work of the Beef Board, and I am betting that you serve on one of the committees here.
Yes, I do. I serve on the retail committee. I chair the retail committee. In fact, I was a federation director for 4 years on the same committee, and the last 2 years, being a CB member, I've been on the retail committee, and I've just now started serving as chair for that committee.
Tell us a little bit about what the work is that that committee's doing right now.
Well, that retail committee, of course, we're going through a committee structure change right now. We're not doing a lot of things drastic right now. We're just kind of going through to get to this structure change. But on the retail side, we gather information on trends that are coming up through the retailer, what works for them. We work with some NCBA staff that does a really good job of following these trends, see what works, what doesn't, and learned in the meeting today that in certain areas there was a $39 return for every dollar invested on the checkoff.
Well, before we close here, there are probably cattle producers out there like yourself, but just haven't decided to get involved like you have here, which I know is a real investment of your time, not counting the checkoff itself. What would you say to them?
Well, I would just say that the general public is very uneducated is what we do on the farm, and I think that any dairy farmer or beef producer, either one, needs to get involved. Go to the grocery store, talk to the grocery store owners, tell them that you want to do some kind of promotion whenever they're having some kind of a meat promotion in the meat case, just to have a local farmer rancher there so that the consumer can come in good contact with them, have a good relationship, build a relationship with the consumer.
Great idea. Thank you very much, Brett Morris. We've been visiting here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.